push play on Local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. April is Financial Literacy Month, and we're here to help you build a stronger financial future together. Whether you're interested in learning more about budgeting, saving, or planning for a major purchase, our team is ready to support you with the resources and personalized guidance. Stop by or call today and take advantage of our financial education tools and make the most of your spring goals. Let's work together to help you take the next step towards financial confidence and success. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by one of the Republican candidates for the Iowa House District 55 seat that is currently held by Shannon Latham. Obviously, earlier this month, we talked with Bo Claver, and right now we are joined by Curtis Bauer, current mayor of Roland, who is running for the Republican nomination for that seat as well, as we talk about his campaign. And Curtis, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Curtis, first and foremost, tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
So I am a 43-year-old man who is currently the mayor of Roland, Iowa. I'm a military retiree, a veteran of the Iraq War. While there, I served in the 101st Airborne. There's a lot of things that make me really passionate about a lot of issues, and how I got roped into politics in the first place was I'm the president and CEO of a nonprofit called Reforging Families, where we basically coach parents on how to properly communicate in high conflict custodial situations such as divorce or separation. And then we help those parents get through those difficult times by promoting healing and prioritizing their children and not making their children the pawns in a bad situation.
So I guess, why did you decide to run for the Republican nomination? But why did you decide to enter this race?
So the biggest thing for me is I did not like the status quo at the State House. Lobbying down there for the last several years, I found that many of the status quo still continued to exist with regards to property taxes seemed to be a big deal. But part of my problem is when the voters themselves don't show up to the budget workshops at city council meetings or the county board of supervisors meetings, but yet for some reason when you would go to the state legislature, these legislators said, hey, you know, we're hearing from people on property taxes. And if saving money is a big deal, there's ways to do it without cutting the revenue. It's a spending problem, not a revenue problem. So that's what's motivated me to jump into this race.
Again, we're joined by Curtis Bauer, one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for the Iowa House District 55 seat, currently held by Shannon Latham, who is not seeking re-election in 2026. Again, June primary is less than 2 months away. So, Curtis, I've been asking, obviously, other people running for state or local office, what have you, you know, what are some of the issues you feel are facing Iowans most? But you can talk about some of the issues that you would like to tackle. But also, if you can, what are your thoughts on the big words of eminent domain as relates to the use of that for carbon capture pipelines?
So the use of eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines is a hard no. That's a hard no for me. The biggest thing that I would say is I have been working with other lobbyists that have attempted to basically bridge this gap between the House and the Senate on allowing the pipeline to go in, but using voluntary easements without the use of eminent domain. And obviously that's garnered a lot of blowback, but at the same time, if we're going to say no eminent domain, there are landowners who have the right to put it on their land as well. So we have to respect both sides of the property rights group, where if there's no eminent domain, then what we're going to do is we're going to allow these owners that want to engage in voluntary easements to do so. That's my belief.
As it relates to other issues, you already talked about property tax reform. You talked about eminent domain, but what are some of the other issues that you'd like to maybe see brought up more at the State House?
The budget. $1.5 to $1.6 billion deficit is unacceptable. The Republicans' original plan was $1.6 billion over 5 years. And there's been some wrenches thrown into this. And originally, it was a situation where we were talking about the original plan had safety mechanisms built into the code. And then when the governor went to run for her office, a lot of those things got ripped out of the code when we started talking about moving towards a 0% income tax, and not all of the legislature was comfortable with that move. Well, I equate it back to the 1980s between Bob Dole and President Reagan, where President Reagan wanted to reduce spending before we cut the taxes. Well, Senator Bob Dole was insistent that we cut spending and reduce the taxes. Well, we ended up only reducing the spending by a little bit, but we cut the taxes a whole lot. We need to ease into recognizing that this is a spending problem, not always a revenue problem. So,
all right. Then come the June 2nd primaries here, Curtis. Why should people vote for you?
I'm experienced. I know these issues inside and out. And I've been down at the Capitol for several years knowing how the sausage is made.
All right. Again, we're joined by Curtis Bauer, one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for the Iowa House District 55 seat currently held by Shannon Latham, who is not seeking re-election in 2026. We're ready to talk with Bo Claver as well. Curtis, thanks a lot for joining us and good luck during this campaign.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Curtis Bauer for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where family recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.